Davis with Nuala and Lawrence. Very warm welcome. Stay tuned. We've got the sport coming up, everything you need to know from the Africa Cup of Nations. But we return to one of our familiar stories. Not a day goes by without Nigerian militant group Boko Haram being in the news. I see that the African Union is now calling for African states to act collectively and quickly to curb the threat posed by Nigeria's militant Islamists. On the ground, of course, Maiduguri appears besieged, almost in lockdown, after Boko Haram launched several simultaneous attacks there and in nearby towns at the weekend. This programme's Bilkisu Lambaran has been speaking to Yann St-Pierre, counter-terrorism expert, CEO of the Berlin-based Mossecon security group, which monitors Boko Haram activity in Nigeria, to ask in particular how it was that Boko Haram manages to fund their activities so well.
For the majority of its history, Boko Haram funded itself via looting, raiding, ransom, bank robberies, and whatnot. In 2014, it's evolved to the point where it's taken control of smuggling trafficking routes, the main ones that go through Nigeria. And it's established itself as the absolute go-to figure in terms of smuggling and trafficking. Nigeria is the transport hub in West Africa for all the trafficking that goes to Europe and South America. And by taking control of these routes in the Northeast, Boko Haram has been able to ensure that it gets a slice of the pie for any type of trafficking, whether that's human trafficking, weapon sales, and most importantly, drug trafficking.
And is smuggling and trafficking now the main source of funding for Boko Haram? What about other sources of funding like ransom, like looting, like bank robbery that you mentioned earlier? Do they not focus on those anymore?
The way Boko Haram is being structured right now is it has this core militant or this core army, but it still uses a lot of the raiders and thieves and bandits, and they still get a lot of their money from looting and bank robberies. So that element is still there. But they still now, the ransom, they've evolved a bit. For example, the recent release of the German hostage in Cameroon, they were related to Boko Haram. Now, the kidnapping itself was not something that we assimilated to Boko Haram. We don't believe they were involved. However, the market for ransom, it probably reached Boko Haram at some point, and they've been able to make a lot of money out of it. So Boko Haram's really established itself as a major player for any type of illegal financial activities within that region, and essentially has a hand in pretty much every pie possible in the area.
That's Yann St-Pierre of the Berlin-based Mossecon security group speaking to Bill Kisu.